Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Mario Lopez.
All right, I'm back in the mix to help you get over the hump. Get your requests in now at On With Mario if you want to get into our mentions. Today, I'm going to tell you some bad habits that are secretly aging you. May want to knock those off. Plus, all the latest Hollywood buzz. So let's turn the music up. You're on with Mario Lopez. Hey, you're on with Mario Lopez, and some real sad news breaking yesterday. Norm Macdonald, who is probably most famous from Saturday Night Live, passed away after privately battling cancer for 9 years. He was only 61 years old, and it came out of nowhere. I'm sure those closest to him were the only ones that knew, but he was a really beloved guy in the entertainment community and amongst his castmates at SNL. And I always have a great deal of respect for people who, like Norm Macdonald and Chadwick Boseman, who are having these struggles and don't make it public or about them, and they choose to deal with it internally. Man, my heart goes out to him, and God bless him and his family. But rest in peace, Norm Macdonald.
Don't move. More with Mario coming your way from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. How's this for a collab? Coldplay and BTS. They're teaming up for the new single, My Universe, dropping on the 24th on Mario.com next Friday to be the first to listen. You're on with Mario and Courtney Lopez. Let's take a look at what's new on TV and streaming tonight.
Netflix has Too Hot to Handle Latino.
You have that every night, baby.
I do. The contestants have to keep from hooking up if they want to win money. Well,
that's not going to work.
If I know anything about a Latino, they're all going to fail.
It's going to be the shortest show in the history of television.
No one walks away with money.
But you can't put a price tag on a good time. That show is hilarious.
History Channel debuts Counting Cars Under the Hood. You'll get a look at the most iconic cars ever bought and sold. Ooh, your dad might like that.
That's kind of cool.
Fuse has Made from Scratch, where artists share their favorite family recipes.
You're on Mario Lopez, and the Twilight Saga has been brought back to life.
On with Mario Lopez, Hollywood Buzz.
It's hard to believe, but it's already been 15 years since the birth of Twilight. Big phenomenon, I remember back in the day. The first book became an overnight sensation in 2005. Well, today, the saga has sold more than 160 million copies in 49 languages. Author Stephanie Meyer says she has two more books in the series that she wants to write, but they're just outlines right now, and she has other projects that she wants to do first. Well, it's safe to say that Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart were able to break out of those roles, which for many actors could be stereotypes and it'd be kind of hard to transition, but it gave them a platform to levels of such fame and notoriety. And they're good actors.
Yeah.
They're both good actors. So they're able to do great things. Robert Pattinson is going to be the new Batman. Kristen Stewart is going to be playing Princess Diana.
Taylor Lautner's at home.
Cold as ice. Cold as ice. Taylor Lautner.
He does stuff.
Yeah, he does stuff. So the two leads have really done well for themselves. Good for them.
Want to be Facebook friends? Join the fam now. Facebook.com/onwithmario. The music and fun continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at Geico.com. Easy.
Mario Lopez here, and in 48 hours, I'm going to be in Vegas for the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Fired up about the lineup, Dua Lipa, Billie Eilish, Journey, Olivia Rodrigo, and the Kid Laroi on the daytime stage. Going to be one of the greatest music nights of the year. Make sure you tune into the live stream, allinmario.com, for all the info. Mario Lopez here, about 35 minutes away from the Hollywood buzz. Tiffany Haddish says it is time to evolve past engagement rings. But up next, the key to staying youthful. I'm going to reveal some everyday habits that are secretly aging you. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Everyone is always asking me the secret to looking young, which is very nice and flattering. So I found this list. Everyday habits that age you faster. So you're going to want to avoid these.
Okay. Well, tanning, it prematurely ages the skin and causes wrinkling, pigmentation changes, and broken capillaries.
Which is ironic because when you do get some color in your skin, you do look younger, or healthier, I should say.
Right.
Makes you look younger.
Nichols has always had a theory that if you're tan, you look thinner.
You do. That's true.
No.
That's exactly true. That's why bodybuilders get like the ridiculous spray tan, which by the 100%. Way, instead of tanning, honey, tell them about the spray tan.
Well, spray tan, I mean, it's safer for your skin. You're not getting UV rays. You're not getting the pigmentation.
Not good for the bedroom sheets, though. Those stain.
Yeah, sorry. Soda. If you drink it all the time, it will accelerate cell aging. Too much sugar rocks your metabolism. Too much sugar in anything is not good.
You know, I haven't had a soda in decades, straight decades. And not so much because of that. I just don't like the way it makes my teeth feel.
Right. Lack of exercise. If you become inflexible and weak, you will physically look slumped over and older.
That's true.
Keep your shoulders back. You don't want that hump. Not getting enough sleep, especially women. This is my main thing.
You took a good nap yesterday.
Yeah.
That was like a slumber.
How long did you sleep?
Like 5 hours.
What?
No, I didn't.
Yes, it was.
You took a five-hour nap?
I slept from 12 to 3.
Okay, that's three hours.
That's
the baby slept from 12 to 2, and
I think it was more like 4, honestly.
No,
it was like
4. Did the baby come wake you up an hour later?
No, my mom saved the day. I just was so exhausted from the week, and I rarely do that, but I had to. I couldn't fight it.
I didn't mess with
you. That's impressive.
I
applaud that.
And then smoking. Your upper eyelids will droop, and your lower eyelids will sag, and you will look sad.
Nice. You don't want to droop and sag.
Give us your take right now at On With Mario on Twitter. More Mario fun coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
What up, it's Mario Lopez, and it looks like Hulu is happy with their new Three Amigos. They're bringing back Selena Gomez, Steve Martin, and Martin Short for a second season of Only Murders in the Building. Season one is only 5 episodes, but getting great buzz. Mario Lopez here, and our website is your one-stop shop for everything you missed for this year's Met Gala. Check out all the most fabulous and outrageous looks, everyone from Billie Eilish to Timothy Chalamet to Zendaya. Just head over to allinmario.com and then tell me, who was your favorite? You're on Mario Lopez, and Tiffany Haddish wants to change some traditions.
On With Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
So, comment hasn't popped the question to Tiffany Haddish yet, but Tiffany doesn't want an engagement ring. She says she wants an engagement apartment building. Dang. That's aggressive. She says the ring will always be worth just a few $1,000s, but an apartment building will increase in value.
An apartment building will give her passive income for the rest of her life.
True, but I'm saying she's trying to equal the apartment building to a ring. That's assuming the ring is going to be like $1 million minimum for an apartment building.
Depending on where the building is, you're talking tens of millions of dollars.
Right, she's in LA or New York, so dang, Tiffany.
Don't move. More with Mario coming your way from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Couple quick birthday shout outs. We're going to try to guess the ages.
Lisa Vanderpump, who is your friend and also a former Real Housewife of Beverly Hills and Vanderpump Rules person.
Lisa's 37 years old today, isn't she?
She looks it. Lisa is 56.
61.
Oh, wow. She looks incredible.
Prince Harry?
Prince Harry, I believe, is like 37.
Prince Harry is 38.
37 is correct.
Look at that.
Tom Hardy from Mad Max, Fury Road, Venom. He was in Peaky Blinders.
One of my favorite actors. Love Tom Hardy. I'm going to say he's 41.
43.
44.
Okay.
And Tommy Lee Jones from The Fugitive, JFK, Men in Black.
Great actor. Tommy Lee Jones, I believe, is 71 years old.
73.
75.
Ugh, wow. God, I'm just so close, but no cigar.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mario Lopez here. Dua Lipa dropping tour dates for her first major arena headlining tour. Includes stops at Madison Square Garden in New York, Forum in L.A. Megan Thee Stallion is going to be opening for her. Tickets go on sale Friday on Mario.com for all the info. You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez. My wife's been going through our mentions. We love hearing from you. Keep those tweets coming. We're at On With Mario. What did you like today, honey?
Well, this is from at Miss Sophie Desmond. And she said, I saw Mario on Access with Happy Kelly. Keep working on those moves, bro. Didn't he almost win Dancing with the Stars? By the way, did you ask her about those jumpsuits?
First of all, almost win. That's a low blow.
Yeah, that's rude. He came in second. But he really did win.
He should have won.
Thank you. That's the consensus. No, I'm kidding. Happy Kelly. I was not aware. She is a big, I guess, TikTok sensation. She's a professional dancer. And so we do a thing on Access Daily every Friday called Mario's Minute.
Which I helped name, by the way.
That's true. You did help name it. And we keep it musical on Friday with guests that dance or come. And we just kind of groove it out, keep it light and fun. So Happy Kelly came and tried to show me a TikTok, but we do it live and I learned it on the spot. I thought I did pretty good there, Sophie Desmond, considering there was no rehearsal.
And
Come on.
Why he almost won Dancing with the Stars, because he picked it up quick.
Tell us what you think in the tweet stack at On With Mario. And hang on, more shenanigans coming up from the Geico studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Mario Lopez here with a quick shout out to everyone at Iowa State. When Ashton Kutcher crashed their football game this past weekend, they hit him with a take a shower, take a shower. God. He was flustered. You could tell he was embarrassed.
He admitted that, so he deserves it.
Put it out there. It was so funny. That was very clever trolling by the Iowans. By the way, he's from Iowa too, so he got no hometown love. You're all with Mario Courtney Lopez celebrating National Linguini Day. Do you know what linguini means in Italian, honey?
Little tongues.
Why do you do it with a British accent?
I don't know. You should do an Italian accent.
Little tongues.
A little tongue.
Hey, it started appearing in Italy about 400 years ago. It's got to be the oldest pasta. It's a great pasta. Apparently, if you suffer from heartburn, it's the way to go. Thing about linguini is they have the longest noodles. Mm-hmm. You can't be slurping a linguine noodle. That'll take you forever. You're all Mario Courtney Lopez. Today is the 55th anniversary of the debut of the Monkees.
Hey, we're the Monkees. Sorry.
And people say we're monkeying around. Very good, honey. That was over on NBC. Let's see who knows their Monkees songs.
Oh, God.
Whoa. Clearly before our time when I was just a wee little boy.
On with Mario. Pop quiz.
Well, apparently you guys at least know one because you started to sing one. All right, so this will be quick. There's only three of these that we're going to do. Get your hands on buzzers.
There's one monkey song I really like.
And you have to tell me the name of the monkey's song. Ready?
Yeah.
That was Mario Brothers.
That's the one I really like. Hey there, Sleepy Jane.
What's the name of it? I need a title.
Daydreaming.
What did you say?
Daydreamer.
No.
Incorrect. It's not Daydreamer.
Courtney.
Can you please play it again?
I can continue it for a second. Actually, no, I can't because you hit your buzzer.
You rude.
Sorry, you hit your buzzer. You're trying to cheat.
Believer.
Daydream Believer.
Okay, it's Daydream Believer.
Dang it.
But no one gets a point.
I know. What did I say?
You know what? I'll give you both half a point. Hands on buzzers.
You know that song, honey?
Yeah.
It's good.
Here we go. Mario.
Hey, we're the Monkees.
Incorrect.
It's not in.
I did not buzz. Please play. Fairy tales.
Courtney.
Dun, 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 dun.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Love me.
Incorrect. You could have let the song go more. You didn't let it go more.
Oh.
It's I'm a Believer. It's 0.5 to 0.5. This is worth 0.5, which could give someone a full point and win.
Here we come. Walk down the street. We get the funniest.
I know this one.
From everyone we meet.
Mario.
Hey, we're the Monkees.
Incorrect.
It's not. Come on.
Hey.
Hey is incorrect. It is simply the theme from the Monkees because they had a TV
question.
Show.
That was a trick question.
So we end this in a tie.
You're on with Mario Lopez. More fun coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Mario Lopez here, just about 48 hours until the start of the iHeartRadio Music Festival. I'm going to be there in Vegas with my daughter, trying to think of what surprises might be in store. I'm calling a collab between Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas. Would love to see Nelly and Florida Georgia Line. Live music is back. Tune into the live stream. All the info is up at onwithmario.com. What up? It's Mario Lopez. Quick piece of Hollywood buzz. Jennifer Hudson is now one win away from becoming an EGOT. Just got a daytime Emmy for the animated film Baby Yaga. It goes with her Grammy and Oscar. Just needs a Tony, which is very possible. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Every Wednesday, we honor someone who does a good deed and give them our Lopezi of the Week award. Who gets it today?
Well, it goes to Mr. Ryan. He's a school bus driver in Texas. And one of the students on his route is a 9-year-old with visual disabilities. She was taking a school bus for the first time, so it was a huge deal for her. And Mr. Ryan was caught on video helping her off the bus, and the clip went viral. He even held an umbrella so the little girl wouldn't get wet.
Oh, God bless Mr. Ryan. That's awesome. And good for you, little girl, going out there into the world.
Want to be Facebook friends? Join the fam now. Facebook.com/onwithmario. The music and fun continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at Geico.com. Easy.
Mario Lopez here. We got your first look at the next Marvel series on Disney Plus. What is it, honey?
It's Hawkeye with Jeremy Renner and Hailee Steinfeld. Vera Farmiga and Florence Pugh are back too from Black Widow. Looks like it has a Christmas theme, and you can watch it on our Facebook page. Just search On With Mario.
Wow, that's a great cast for TV series. Nice. You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez, and on this day in history, 32 years ago in 1989, this song drops.
You got what I need, but you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need.
Biz Markie, just a friend, rest in peace, recently died pretty young. It was, I thought it was a joke when I first heard the song, because he's kind of laughing, he talks like this through the whole thing, but ended up being a big hit. You're on Mario Lopez. Time for one last thing. A lot of weird things sell for big bucks at memorabilia auctions, but this is next level. A jar of Elvis Presley's hair just sold for $72,000. The hair is about the size of a baseball. It was collected from Elvis's personal barber. The world's most trusted authority in the field of hair collecting has verified it, so you know it's legit. In reading this, that was the first thing that came to mind. Like, how do you know it's Elvis's hair? And you'd have to have some sort of DNA proof to spend that sort of money. I'm not just going to trust his barber.
I'm really interested in how you become the world's most trusted authority in the field of hair collecting.
That's another thing.
What is the training in that?
Wow. And does hair over time remain as healthy looking as it does? I'm curious.
I don't know.
Is it gray? I mean, when it's not on the right.
I don't know if it remains as healthy, but I did just see another story about some mummy or something they pulled out of somewhere, and the locks of hair were still like there.
Well, then I'm going to say it does. Wow.
Don't move. More with Mario coming your way from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
All right, I'm out of here. Tomorrow, my guest is actor Mike Vogel. He's in the new season of American Horror Story, also in the Netflix series Sex Life. Looking forward to that. Until then, Mario Lopez saying good night.
On with Mario Lopez.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.